Okay, let's continue in Birchas HaMitzvot. So, we went through the basic the Rambam Shita, we'll call it, and why Mitzvot are Birchas HaMitzvot of L'Asiyasan is because that it relates some way to Birchas HaNenin, the different possibilities how it relates to Birchas HaNenin. We had the Eretz Tzvi, Rav Shechter, we had the Lechach Tov, and we had the Emek Bracha. Second possibility why Birchas HaMitzvot are done over L'Asiyasan, we had the Ritva. The Ritva seemed to say two different things, one relating to Kavana, that it's about getting your Kavanas right, and the other relating to just deepening the Maisa Mitzvah, making the Maisa Mitzvah a more meaningful Maisa Mitzvah by connecting it with not only Maisa, but with Machshava in advance, so it makes it a more meaningful Maisa Mitzvah. Related to that, we saw that the Nadav Yehuda says, yeah, that's the point of Birchas HaMitzvot. That's why you don't need L'Shem Yichud, because that's what Birchas HaMitzvot are supposed to do. Then we saw the Ksav Sofer, where the Ksav Sofer... I want to get a little more into this Ksav Sofer, because I think it's a phenomenal Ksav Sofer. The Ksav Sofer first quotes someone who tries to explain the Rambam, that the reason you have to make the bracha before you do the mitzvah is because it helps your kavana, and it's a mitzvah shrichas kavana issue. But he had three kashas on that. Number one, then why by tevilas ger is it okay to do it afterwards? Isn't it too late to have kavana afterwards? Number two, any mitzvah that has a meshach zman, that takes time, like tzitzis, lulav, that you're doing it for a while, you're allowed to make the bracha in the middle, after you've already begun the mitzvah, but really the kavana needs to be at the beginning, the kavana needs to be as you're doing the mitzvah. And number three, if the ikar is kavana, why do you need to be mashmi al yazno? Kavana has nothing to do with mashmi al yazno. So we pointed out third kasha is not really a kasha, because you have better kavana. It's ma'orer kavana when you hear things, when you hear it yourself. When someone's learning sometimes, they have a hard time focusing. So all of us do it. What do we do when we're learning? We have a hard time focusing. So we'll start saying the words out loud, and that will sometimes help in focus. You don't want to say it so loud that you're like ruining everyone else's kavana in the base medrash, but loud enough that you help your focus. That's obvious. So I don't really see the third kasha as much of a kasha. But take a look at the paragraph that begins, the im nichnas. So he says, because I disagree with the suggested pshat, he says, let me give you the real pshat. Why is it that we make a bracha over L'Asiyasan? And I think once we see this Ksav Sofer, we'll be able to put a lot of things together. He says, v'im nichnas atzmeinu limtzo tam tikun birchsa mitzvah. If we really want a reason for birchsa mitzvah, nearly lomer tam l'shvach yoser, do ikur ba'asiyas ha-mitzvah, she'ya'amin belibo ki mitzvah Hashem. He says, the point of birchsa mitzvah is to let it be known why we are doing this mitzvah. That it is because of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and not because we enjoy it, not because of anything else. It's because of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it came from God, it comes from heaven. V'lo Moshe me'atzmo amr, Moshe didn't make this stuff up. Ube mitzvot rabbanon, what about mitzvot rabbanon, where rabbis did make it up? So he said, no, we have to sheyamin shetzivanu Hashem b'lo sasur, to believe, and that's even more important, to show that we believe that mitzvot rabbanon that we do are not because some rabbi made it up, but because the Torah gave the right to the rabbis to make up mitzvot rabbanon, and therefore it all goes back to the Torah. V'lchein tiknu sheyivarech. So what's the bracha? That explains the nusach of birchas mitzvot. Asher kiddishanu b'mitzvosa v'tzivanu. We want to show, look, this comes from God. He says, if you want a good asmachta for this, it's uzchartem esmitzvos Hashem v'asisim osam. Which means, first remember that it's a mitzvah Hashem, and then do it. How do you first mention or remember that it's a mitzvah Hashem? With a birchas mitzvah. Remember that it comes from God, remember where it comes from. So I was thinking, remember Rav Yosef Engel? What led Rav Yosef Engel to his whole Torah about birchas mitzvah and birchas nenin, both being about hana'a? So it all started with a kasha he had in Rashi and Sukkah. Rashi and Sukkah seem to say an idea that when it comes to mitzvahs drabanan, the bracha is absolutely critical, and if you don't make the bracha in a mitzvah drabanan, you don't get the mitzvah at all. Yet when it comes to mitzvah d'oraisa, the bracha is not ma'akev. You can still get the mitzvah d'oraisa without the bracha. So if I put on tefillin without a bracha, I'm still yotzei tefillin. I light ner chanukah without a bracha, not yotzei anything. So the Rav Yosef Engel asked the kasha on Rashi, why? Why should that be that the bracha is more connected to the mitzvah d'rabanan than it is to a mitzvah d'oraisa? But according to this word of the Ksav Sofer, it could be very good. That by a mitzvah d'oraisa, it's more pashut that it's a mitzvah Hashem. There's more room for mistake by mitzvah d'rabanan. There's more room for error by a mitzvah d'rabanan to think that maybe it doesn't come from Hashem, that maybe it's just some guy made it up, that I'm following some religion that somebody made up, and that it's not really mitzvah Hashem Yisparach. So the bracha becomes that much more important on a mitzvah d'rabbanan, because the whole point of the bracha is to show that I believe that it's really mitzvah Hashem. So it's not a din. He's saying a little different than the Ritva said. The Ritva said it's about kavana, mitzvah shrichas kavana. That's what the fellow who wrote the shaila to him thought, that it's about mitzvah shrichas kavana. He says, no, it's not about kavana. It's about showing that you know that it's a mitzvah Hashem, and that you're not doing it stam. Now, are those two the same thing? Kavana and showing that you know it's mitzvah Hashem? So this connects back to that Nodav Yehuda. Nodav Yehuda says that, yeah, the point of brachos is to be ma'or kavana. But you know what kavana means? Kavana just means that you know you're doing the mitzvah Hashem. Right, that's why Nodav Yehuda said, I don't get, why do you need to say l'shem yichud and talk about which worlds up in heaven you're destroying and what? No, all you need to do is say, hinni muchud mizum l'kayim mitzvahs bori. I am about to do the mitzvah that God commanded me. That's kavana. That's all you need for kavana. So the Nodav Yehuda seem to assume that the highest form of kavana necessary in doing a mitzvah is just knowing that you're doing mitzvahs Hashem, knowing that you're doing it because God commanded. So it's interesting. The Ksav Sofer says, no, it's not about kavana, rather it's about knowing that you're doing the mitzvahs Hashem. But it could very well be knowing that you're doing mitzvahs Hashem is kavana, that it's all the same idea, that that's the very definition of what kavana is supposed to be. So that's what the Ksav Sofer suggests. And he says, V'yeshtam al pizel l'shitaso shal Rambam. He says, now I understand the Rambam. What did the Rambam say? We had a machlokas between the Or HaZeruah and the Rambam. If a person shechted an animal, shechita's over, he hadn't made a bracha. Is it too late? So everyone quoted this machlokas. Rav Shechted, Shach and Simin Yates, of course, in Yardaya, and Rav Shechted quoted it from there. So what's the halacha? Or HaZeruah says, not too late, still make a bracha. The Rambam says, of course it's too late, mitzvah's over. Why is it too late? I understand on Birch Sanen and it's too late. I can't be Matir Hana that I already got. But why is it too late on Birch Samis? Birch Samis is just an idea, make a bracha. But if it's all about declaring that I'm doing it l'shem mitzvahs bori, so mishalo birech tchila nirashe in libo shalim bevunazu. If you didn't make that declaration at the outset, so it shows that you don't have that level of emuna. And it's impossible to fix it later on, because while you were doing the mitzvah, you didn't express that emuna, that it came from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. But by a ger, who can't make it before, so they made the takana that he should make it afterwards, because that's the only time he can express that emuna. He's unable to express that emuna before. So it's not a chisaron in his emuna if he didn't express it earlier. But a regular person, a Jew, who doesn't express the emuna that it's a mitzvah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for all we know, he's shaking a couple of branches and a citrus fruit because he likes shaking a couple of branches and citrus fruit, or because he thinks a prophet told him to do it. But no, you have to do it because Hashem told you to do it, and you have to express that emuna. Now, against that backdrop, now if we collect all the reasons, why is it that we make birch samitzvos? So if we collect all the reasons that we have for birch samitzvos and why we make them and why we make them over las yasad, so we have the idea of a matir, that's Rav Shechter of Salvechik. We have the idea of birch sanenin, that's Rav Yosef Engel, that it's on the hana of the mitzvah. We have the idea of kavana, which is the Ritva / the Shoel of the Ksav Sofer. We have the idea of being mitzarif, maisa, and machshava together, which is the Nodav Yehuda and the second day of the Ritva. And we have the emuna that HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded it to us, which may or may not be different than kavana, and that's the Ksav Sofer. Five different explanations of what Birch HaMitzvah is there to accomplish, and according to each one, why it has to be done before. Let me ask you a shayla. There is a halach in Hilchus Nedarim and Hilchus Eidos called Toch Kedei Dibur Kedibur Dami. Familiar with the concept? Toch Kedei Dibur Kedibur Dami. If I said Eidos, there is a halacha. Let's go with Eidos. I say testimony, there's a halacha. Kivin Shehigit Shuvei Nechazer Magid. If I say Reuven killed Shimon, I can't come into court the next day and say, ah, just kidding, Reuven didn't kill Shimon. Kivin Shehigit. Once I said my Eidos, I can't undo my Eidos. There's no retracting of Eidos. You can't strike it from the record. You can't. There's no pulling it back. However, betoch kedei dibur, you can retract your eidos, as long as it's still within the amount of time that it takes to say shalom alecha, Rabbi Mori. So I could still retract my eidos. That's the din of toch kedei dibur kedibur dami. So, what if a person? So the Rambam tells us alecha. Let's assume not like the Or HaZeruah. The Rambam says, if you already finished your mitzvah, too late to make the bracha. But if you're still in the mitzvah, it's not too late to make the bracha. What if a person finished the mitzvah and then betoch kedei dibur makes the bracha? Does it work or doesn't it work? Should the bracha work at that point? B'toch k'dei dibur, finishing up the mitzvah. So there's a major discussion. In order to answer this intelligently, we not only have to know why we make a birchas mitzvah, five possibilities we had, we also have to be cognizant of how toch k'dei dibur works. What's toch k'dei dibur all about? Right? Why is toch k'dei dibur dami? So there is a famous machlokas. Not a famous machlokas. There is a machlokas. In Simen Yotes in Yoredeya, right there on that shach that quotes that machlokas on Zur and the Rambam, whether you could still make a bracha after the mitzvah, and the shach passes like the Rambam that you're not allowed to make a bracha once the mitzvah is over. What about toch k'dei dibur? Machlokas prichadash and tvuah shar. Prichadash holds toch k'dei dibur works. Tavua Shar says, no, doesn't work for a bracha. Works for Eidos, works for other things, works for Nedarim, not for a bracha. For a bracha, Toch K'dei Dibur doesn't work. What are they arguing about? So, one possibility is that they're arguing about what Toch K'dei Dibur Dami is all about. This I saw in the Sefer called Cheker Halacha. It's a Sefer that was printed recently, two giant black volumes, sort of like an encyclopedia of halachic concepts. It's like Nesiach B'chukecha, but like with more halachic concepts, not just mitzvah concepts, with a lot more halachic concepts. So he has a chapter on Toch K'dei Dibur K'dei Dami, and he also has a chapter on brachos, just brachos in general. I don't know who wrote it. I think it's a descendant of the Nodeb Yehuda. Very beautiful Torah. So in the Sefer Cheker Halacha, he quotes this machlokas to Vashar and Prichadash, whether you can make a birchsa mitzvah Toch K'dei Dibur after the mitzvah is over. And he says maybe it relates to the two possibilities of how Toch K'dei Dibur works. What are the two possibilities? Number one, Hama'ase shena'ase nechshav ki'ilu nase Toch K'dei Dibur la'achar hagamar v'lo nigmara al la'achar K'dei Dibur. That Toch K'dei Dibur means whatever action was done is considered to still be going on up until Toch K'dei Dibur after it's really finished. That we only stop the clock on that Maisa Toch K'dei Dibur after the Maisa is over. So if I'm saying Eidos, my Eidos doesn't get sealed, it doesn't get cut off, doesn't get closed until Toch K'dei Dibur after the last word that I said. When I'm still within Toch K'dei Dibur, the last word that I said, it's still open. I'm still doing the Eidos. The Eidos is still ongoing. That's one way to view Toch K'dei Dibur. Or maybe no. The other way to view Toch K'dei Dibur, anyone want to take a shot at it? Not that the mice is ongoing. Well, how else would you say? Think like a London, how would you say it? The Maisa, what's the opposite of ongoing? Okay, there's as much we can do. The Maisa is over. Elamai! The Maisa is over, but within Toch K'dei Dibur, you have a Zuchus Akira Samaisa. You have the right to undo what you did. It's done, but with Toch K'dei Dibur, you're able to uproot it, you're able to change it. So if I said testimony, and then with Toch K'dei Dibur, I changed my testimony, what am I doing? Is it that, no, the testimony's still ongoing, and I'm just clarifying what I said earlier, and I'm saying, no, I misspoke, or whatever, and I'm just, you know, fixing it up, but it's still the same testimony? Or is it, no, that testimony was said, but within Toch K'dei Dibur, I'm given the right to uproot it, and to make that testimony possible. So says the Cheker Halacha, L'chora, if the idea is that the Maisa is finished, I just have a Zchus Akira, then there's no way you could make a bracha Toch K'dei Dibur. Because a bracha is not being oker anything. The bracha is not meant to be oker anything. According to all five shitos, the bracha is not trying to uproot anything. The bracha is to be more kavana, matir, birchsenen, whatever word you want to say. If the maisa's over, well, now it's too late. Even b'toch K'dei Dibur, it's too late because the maisa's over. But if the Maisa is still ongoing, so what does the Rambam hold? If I'm wearing tefillin and I realize I didn't make a bracha when I put them on, I'm still allowed to make the bracha so long as I'm still wearing the tefillin, so long as I'm still wearing my tzitzit, so long as I'm still holding my lulav, because it's ongoing. So long as the mitzvah is ongoing, you could still make the bracha. And therefore, if you understand Toch K'dei Dibur K'dei Dibur Dami to be that it's just a continuation, a hemshech of the Maisa, so then you can still make the bracha. What I want to argue is that even if it is a hemshech of the Maisa, it's not so pashut you could still make the bracha. Meaning, for sure, if the Maisa is over, he's right. If the Maisa is over, it's too late. That's for sure. It's making a bracha a second after the mice is over and making a bracha 10 minutes after the mice is over is the same thing. They're both bad. That's the Shitas Rambam. It's too late. That for sure. But if the mice is not over, it's still considered an open book. The mice is still ongoing. Is it so pashut that you could still make the bracha after you've already finished the mitzvah? After you've already finished the shechita, let's say, let's take that example as a mitzvah. It's just you do it, it's done. Halachically, it's considered that the mice is ongoing. So let's take a look at the various svaras for birchas mitzvah. If birchas mitzvah is a matir, so halachically we view that the mice is ongoing, but I'm done. I'm not doing anything else. Does it make sense to make a bracha that's a matir at that stage? I did the shechita, animal's dead, less than 2 seconds later I make a bracha. Does that make any sense as a matir? What do you think? So bracha as a matir at that point, when it's done but it's petoch kedei dibur. Does that make any sense? So how does matir work? Matir means I'm about to do something I really shouldn't do, and therefore to allow me to do that, I need to make a bracha. But if I'm not going to do anything, granted, halachically the mice is still an open book. We didn't put a seal on it yet. But I'm not going to do anything anymore. I did the shechita. That's over. So, yeah, it's not sealed and delivered yet. It's still an ongoing mice. So if I have a machshava for avodah zarah at this point, I could ruin it still, because it's still an ongoing mice. But I'm not going to do anything. A matir means that I'm being matir activity. I can't go to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say, here I am, I'm serving you without your permission. I need his permission. Well, it makes sense if I'm still in the middle of a meal, let's say, and I still want to eat more food, I have to be matir the rest of the food. That makes plenty of sense. I'm still going to wear tefillin, I have to be matir the rest of the day of wearing tefillin, the rest of the day of wearing tzitzis. But if the shechit is over, what am I being matir? It's over, it's done, it's finished. So, if you understand, like Rav Shaftan and Rav Soloveitchik, I don't think, even if you say that Toch Kedei Dibur works, that the mice is still ongoing, I don't think that's gonna matter. What about if it's a Birchas Hanenin? The Hana'ah, the Brach is really on the Hana'ah you get from the mitzvah. Does that make sense? Within 2 seconds of when the mitzvah is over. What would you say? You say no, why? There's no more Hana'ah. One could argue, I think. Anyone want to argue? What? Right, that's the Ikar Hana'ah. Is this right when it's done? And the mitzvah's not even closed yet. That's when you're basking in the glow of the Hana'ah. That's when you really get the geshmak. You're nervous while you're doing the mitzvah. The ultimate Hana'ah is like the second after. So one could argue that that's good for the best time to do the Birchas Hanenin. If it's really a Birchas Hanenin. Like on the Hana'ah, the way Rav Yosef Engel understands it. If it's in being ma'orer kavana, the whole idea is to make it a din in kavana. So the Ksav Sofer already rejected this. He said, no, kavana's too late. Even in the middle, he thought kavana was too late. For sure, once you're not doing anything anymore, kavana l'chorah should be too late. Although you could argue on that also. You could say, as long as it's still open, as long as I have kavana at any point in the process, and the process is still open, that would be good enough. What if you hold, it's Litzarif Maisu Machshava? It's to do the Maisa, make the Maisa not just Chitzoni, that the Maisa is not just something external, the Maisa is a Maisa of depth. How's it a Maisa of depth? By preparing myself in advance that this means something to me, like the Ritva said. I'm preparing myself in advance that this is a meaningful thing, it's not just a physical activity. Does it work over here? After? Or not? The whole Indian is that you prepare in advance so that when you do the physical activity, it's all done in the physical activity, and the physical activity should be a physical activity that's meaningful. It's not a physical activity that's meaningful when you're not getting when you're not doing a physical activity anymore. If it's about declaring emunah, maybe then it still should be open as long as the mitzvah's not over yet. It might still make sense that the declaration of emunah so long as the mitzvah's still going on. So this is sod, meaning we say over all these Torahs, all these different possible pshatim in what Birchas Hametz was all about, in Nafkaminas. Major nafkamina. Toch kedei dibur kedibur da. Doesn't work. Toch kedei dibur. There's a further machlokas between the Tvoa Shar and the Pri Chadash, also quoted by the Chaker Halacha. Further machlokas between the Tvoa Shar and Pri Chadash about the following. What if I'm in the middle of the Shechita? Can I still make a bracha? He said after the Shechita is over, Rambam says you can't. What if I'm in the middle of the Shechita? Shechti, whatever. You know, I cut partially, I didn't finish the cutting yet. Can I still make a bracha? I said, no. Dover Pashut, what would you say? According to the Rambam? Middle of the Maisa Mitzvah? What did you say? No? Come on. You gotta know this. If I'm middle of a meal and I want to eat more, do I make a bracha? Yes. I'm middle of wearing tefillin, the Rambam said. I haven't taken them off yet, I'm still in the middle of wearing them. Do I make a bracha? Rambam held. Yes. I'm middle of wearing tzitzis. Do I make a bracha? Yes. So the middle of Shechita, l'chora, one should say, yeah, make a bracha, yeah.
Shechita
is so short, you can't stop in the middle. Like, so there is a psul in Shechita called Shehiya. Meaning if you stop in the middle, you pause in the middle of Shechita, you will make your animal in the vela. I guess it has to be a very quick bracha in the middle of the Shechita.
Unless you just start the bracha and you finish it.
Right. Ah, okay, maybe you go basa da schela, tell some brachas to Zayin, with Bilam, Kalim. Okay, good, good, good. So, Kaja Glover. So the Tvor Shar says, no, you can't make the bracha in the middle of the Shechita, because only a bracha, only a mitzvah, that every single moment is the same. When I'm wearing tefillin, when I put on tefillin in the morning, is it more of a mitzvah when I first put it on than 10 hours later when I'm still wearing it? If I wear tefillin all day? Same mitzvah. The mitzvah is wearing tefillin. I'm doing the mitzvah just as much when I'm wearing it later as I was when I was doing it before. It's any mitzvah where it's the same thing, it just lasts for a long time. That's where we say you can still make the bracha in the middle. But a mitzvah that, even if it takes time, it's not the same kiyum that's just continuing. It's clearly going downhill. Meaning I may still be osik in the Shechita, but the key is that initial incision, or when I get to Rov Simanim, even though I plan on cutting more than Rov Simanim, but when I get to Rov Simanim, that's the key, whatever I do afterwards is just extra. Or let's say, pick a better example than Shechita, Mila. So what do we know about Mila? There's what we call Tzitzin HaMa'akvinas HaMila, Tzitzin Shein HaMa'akvinas HaMila. There are parts you need to cut in order for it to be a kosher Mila, and parts you don't need to cut in order for it to be a kosher Mila. But even the parts that I don't need to cut are part of the Mila. But they're not nearly as important as the part that I do need to cut. So in those kinds of cases, says the Tvor Shar, you can't make a bracha in the middle. Because it's not really over lasiyasa. Be'emtza asiyah lo hayu over lasiyasa. By the other ones, it's over lasiyasa. Meaning, he takes that Gemara brachas nanal very seriously. The Gemara says, why am I allowed to make a birchas hanen in the middle of the meal? It doesn't help for what I did before. It doesn't help for the food I already ate. What does it help for? The food I want to eat from here on in. So by mitzvah also, it's only going to help from here on in. So there better be a real mitzvah from here on in. Better not just be cleaning up, you know, the last few details. It's got to be a real mitzvah for the bracha to go on it. That's the yisod of the Tvor Shar. But the Ksav Sofer and all the Achronim raise a question about Shechita. What is the bracha on Shechita? Is the bracha on Shechita really a birchas shevach? Or is it really a typical birchas mitzvah? This is a major chakir in the Achronim. Now you would say, well, of course it's birchas mitzvah. Asher gesham tzvos v'tzvanu. Right? That's the way it's said, ala Shechita. So how could it be anything but? Nevertheless, based on Yerushalmi primarily, the Achronim all discussed the possibility that the mitzvah of Shechita is more than that. So let's introduce this discussion. Actually, let's skip ahead to look in the Ksav Sofer, the paragraph that begins Uksha'ani la'atzmi. Uksha'ani la'atzmi. On the left-hand side on page Chaf Aleph. says the Ksav Sofer, Kshani Latzmi, Nir Lishiyesh Lechalik, Bim Birchus Shchit, Lishayim Birchus Mitzvos. It's a big difference between Shchit and other Birchus Mitzvos. Pimash Kosov, Atazi, Ordea, Simon Aleph. Very beginning of Hilchus Shchita and Shulchan Aruch, Sivkat Yud Zayin. The Taz writes, the Birchus Shchita, Shaini Mikol Birchus Mitzvos. Shchita is different than other Birchus Mitzvos. Dim Birchus Shchita, Yuchal Acher Levarich Al Maisa Shchita Shel Chavero. By Shchita, someone else can make the bracha for you. Someone else can make the bracha for someone else's Maisa Shchita. De'ein Birchus Shchita Al Maisa Mitzvah. The Birchus Shchita is not on the Maisa Mitzvah, Sha'osa, that you're doing right now. Deleka Mitzvah Lishchot Velechal. Ooh. Why wouldn't there be a Birchus HaMitzvah on the Maisa Shchita? Very important Svara. Why wouldn't there be a Birchus HaMitzvah on the Maisa Shchita? Who told you to Shecht? No one told you have to Shecht. By Karbanos, okay, someone told you to Shecht. Kadosh Baruch Hu says you have a mitzvah to do a Karban. Who told you to Shecht an animal? Nothing wrong with, there might be, may or may not be something wrong with it, but why aren't you just a vegetarian? Just don't eat meat. Don't eat meat today. You know, get meat from somewhere else. Who told you to Shecht? So since there's no mitzvah to do the Shechita, how could there be a Birchus HaMitzvah doing the Shechita? Do you have a Birchus HaMitzvah and a mitzvah that, on something that you have an option? So some would say, yeah, because there are different kinds of mitzvahs. There are mitzvahs that you must do, like I must put on tefillin every day. And there are mitzvahs that are situational, like if I have a beggar that has four quarters, I need to put on tzitzis. Otherwise, I don't need to put on tzitzis. Who told me to get a beggar that has four quarters? But I still put on tzitzis. Although that's a tricky one, because once I do have a beggar that's four corners, I must put on tzitzis. It's not if I want to, I can. I must. There's never a must shecht. Just don't eat meat. Why is that the same as tzitzis?
You should not wear a four-corner garment. Once you want to wear a four-corner, once you want to eat meat, you have to make up, you have to...
Yeah, no, but here's why it's different. Here's why it's different. If I'm wearing a four-cornered garment, I must put tzitzis on. I have a chiv of tzitzis. It seems so much so that the chiv is to put tzitzis on, the chiv is not to take the beged off. I have a chiv to put tzitzis once I'm wearing it. At the shas levisha, you have a chiv to put tzitzis on. So there is something that comes before other than just desire. Right? That's a mechayiv. Whereas by shchita, nothing is a mechayiv in the shchita. So, for instance, do I have a birchus mitzvah? Does a person have a birchus mitzvah being megarish their wife? It says in the Torah of Chazal HaSefer Krisos, mitzvah. Is there a birchus mitzvah on such a thing? Well, who told you to have a bad marriage and get divorced? Have a good marriage and don't get divorced. You don't have to divorce your wife. So it would seem that's a situational kind of mitzvah. Although it's not so pasha that you don't have to divorce. There are certain situations where you do have to divorce your wife, where you don't have an option, where you must. If she slept with somebody else, you have to divorce her. You're not allowed to keep her. So there are certain situations. Maybe that's not the best example. But that's what some of the Achronim want to say, that the Birchus HaMitzvah and Shechita can't be a normal Birchus HaMitzvah because no one told you to Shecht. Umavarachin al shekidishanu b'isrzeh. So it's unbelievable. The Nusach HaBracha is Hashem Kedishanu b'tzosu b'tzivanim, right? So you say, oh, it's classical Birchus HaMitzvah Nusach. Says the Ksav Sofer, it's where you put the emphasis. So Rabbi Yudin likes to say the emphasis is on the wrong syllable. That is the Bracha on b'mitzvosa v'tzivanu, or is the bracha on kiddishanu b'mitzvosa? Which is it? So norm birchus mitzvah, the emphasis is on v'tzivanu, I must do this. By shchita, yeah, you say those same words, but the emphasis is on kiddishanu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu made me kadosh. How did he make me kadosh? By, if I want to eat meat, I have to first shecht it. But it's really birchus shevach on the kedusha that we have such a thing called shchita. Let's say you didn't make a bracha or couldn't make a bracha before the shechita. Like, let's say, for instance, on the animal, there's a reyusa that you think you're concerned it might be a trefa. You have reason to believe the animal might be a trefa or a nevela. A trefa, it wouldn't be a nevela, but a trefa. You have reason to believe that there's a problem with this animal. So you can't make a bracha, because if the animal's a trefa, you're not allowed to make a bracha and shechita the animal. So, should you make the bracha afterwards? So if it's a pure birchus mitzvah, no, you can't make the bracha afterwards. But if it's a birchus shevach, then you can make the bracha afterwards. What the Ksav Sofer is trying to do is defend the Arzarua. We kept quoting this Arzarua that the Shach quotes, against the Rambam, that you're allowed to make a bracha after the mitzvah's over. The Aras Ruah doesn't say you're allowed to make a bracha after the mitzvah's over. He says you're allowed to make a bracha after shechita is over. He talks specifically about shechita. You're allowed to make a bracha after you finish shechita. That's what the Aras Ruah says. Ksav Sofer says, the Aras Ruah would never say it about other mitzvahs. It's only about shechita, because the bracha on shechita is a birchas shavach. It's not a birchas mitzvah. And that's why Chekar Halacha, which again you don't have in the Mar Makomos, suggests that maybe it's dafka by shechita. Maybe it's dafka by shechita that you have the leeway of Tokeh Deidibur. Maybe by other mitzvahs you don't have the leeway of Tokeh Deidibur, even according to the Rambam, because shechita might be a fundamentally different kind of bracha. Another issue the Chekar Halacha brings up, also related to all of this. Halakas Neros Shabbos, when do you make the bracha? You ever see your mother light candles? So what do they do? What? So Ashkenazim do it after. Good. He said Ashkenazim Davka. We make the bracha after. Sfarim do it before. Right? Why? What's the Sfari either way? What? We do the blowing out the candle thing before. That's usually the man does that when he's setting up the candles, like he'll light it and blow it out just to get it ready.
No,
to be lit.
After the woman lights,
yeah,
she has to blow it out.
Is that what she does? She lights, makes the bracha, and then blows it out.
No,
what does she do?
Lights, blows it out.
Yeah. Then she, wait. She has a candle in her hand. She lights all the other candles with it, let's say.
Right.
She blows out the candle she lit with, leaves the other ones lit.
Right. But I'm saying if you're smarty and you make a bracha and then you light the candles, what does she do with the candles she lit with? She can't blow it out on Shabbos.
She can't light the other ones on Shabbos either. I mean, that's the reason why Ashkenazim make the bracha afterwards. Because we assume with the bracha you're already being mekabel Shabbos. Sfarim assume, no, you're not. You're not being Mekabel Shabbos with the bracha. We assume the bracha itself is a Kabbalah Shabbos, and that's why you can't light the other candles. That's why you need to, even though bracha should be over Las Yasad, you need to make it afterwards. So you see mothers do like this thing, no one knows what that's about, but then they cover their eyes. And right? So when they're covering their eyes, why are they covering their eyes? To introduce a little bit of over Las Yasad into the bracha. Because you're going to make the bracha while your eyes are covered so that you're not enjoying the candles, then you open the eyes, now I enjoy the candles. Now I'm getting actual hadar from the candles. So it at least gives you a little bit of over Las Yasad. The Yeshuas Yaakov in Or Chaim Simon Reish Samach Gimel in Hilchos Hadlakas Neros Shabbos writes that according to many poskim, if you did not make the bracha before Hadlakas Neros, meaning assuming like Svardin, that you have to make the bracha, and like Rebbe Sin Shechter's wife makes the bracha before, that you have to make the bracha before Hadlakas Neros. It's got to be over Las Yasad. And that's not really Kabbalah Shabbos. Just have in mind that you don't want to be Mekabel Shabbos. Let's say you didn't make the bracha before Hadlakas Neros. Can you still make it afterwards? So why not? Why yes, why not? I mean, it's very either way. Why should you be allowed to make it afterwards? What should you compare it to? All the examples we had, what would you compare this most to? What would you say? What? Tefillin, it's ongoing, it's still on your body. You hear the candle's still lit, still make the bracha, it's ongoing. Right? So Yeshuas Yaakov says, no. That's what I definitely would have said. Says Yeshuas Yaakov, big difference. Right? Tefillin, if you wanted right now, you could take them off and put them back on. You could do the mitzvah. You could start the mitzvah now if you wanted to. By Hadlakas Neros Shabbos, you're ready, Mekabel Shabbos. If you wanted a light right now, you can't light right now. So almost like a kolorei lebilei bilei makavzvo kind of thing. That when can you make a birchas mitzvah while it's ongoing? If you could have started it again right now, if you could do the initial maisa again right now, but if you can't do the initial maisa again right now, you cannot start the maisa right now. Then you can't make a bracha. Then it's too late to make the bracha. So that's what he suggests by Neros Shabbos. Yeah, he has a lot of nice chakiras in this Cheker Halacha. Okay, there's a lot of nice halacha chakiras. Yeah.
What the Neros mitzvah is actually lighting the candles or just having candles that are lit?
good. So Pashtus in the Lashon of Rambam is both. The Rambam in Perek Lamed of Hilchos Shabbos mentions that lighting candles is both the kiyum of Kavod Shabbos and Oneg Shabbos. The Rambam seems to define the difference of Kavod between Kavod Shabbos and Oneg Shabbos is that Kavod Shabbos is what you do in advance of Shabbos to prepare for Shabbos, and Oneg Shabbos is actually enjoying stuff on Shabbos. I was in Karen Biavna. I had a friend who I brought to my aunt and uncle's house for a Shabbos, and my uncle has a minhag with everything that comes to the table on Shabbos, I guess that he likes. He says, "Ah, we'll cover Shabbos Kodesh." So my friend, who's very halachic, got all upset. He says, "It's not covered Shabbos, it's the Oneg Shabbos Kodesh. It's not covered Shabbos Kodesh." You're right, he's such a bad guy. He said, "Oh no, maybe when he says the Kavod Shabbos Kodesh, he means that he's praising your aunt for the work she did before Shabbos to make the food, and that's the Kavod Shabbos Kodesh." Yeah, I'm sure that's exactly what he means. Fine. But that's, so candles are both, Neros Shabbos are both the Kavod Shabbos and the Onik Shabbos. So he's saying if the bracha, but here's the problem, the Nusach HaBracha is the Hadlik. So the bracha is too light, which sounds like do my Sadak, it's not like Hanos, Me'or Haner. It's not like Bori Ma'ori Ha'esh. You know, it's the Hadlik. So L'chorah, it should have to be able to connect to the Maisa Hadlaka in one way or another. One more point before we finish today's shiur. Tomorrow's shiur is going to be, we're going to get into Lula finally. Tomorrow's going to be the last shiur on Ovelas Yasan, just to get you ready. We're then going to skip ahead a little bit. We're going to not do B'iyu in any of the Shvius Sugyas, which is the next two block, basically. On Daf Mem Aleph Amar Aleph, there's a Mishnah. The next sugya is going to be a Zecher LeMikdash, a Mishnah, a Zecher LeMikdash. It's very Nishmaka sugya. So we'll get to that next, just to let you know. But tomorrow we're still in Brachos. So just a couple of last points to add to our list of the idea of Ovelas Yasan. The Rishonim already deal with the question: why does the Gemara have a lashon kol mitzvos kulan mevarchalein over lasiyasan? Just say mitzvos mevarchalein over lasiyasan. What's kol mitzvos kulan mevarchalein over lasiyasan? So the Ritva and Psachim gives some sort of answer to this question. I'm not really sure how it really explains kol. He says it's not meant to exclude birchas hanenin. It's meant to exclude birchas shevach, which are done afterwards. But that's not mitzvos. Just say mitzvos mevarchen alein over lasiyasan. I don't know how the kol helps to exclude birchas shevach. So I'm not really sure what the Ritva is talking about. But the Chassam Sofer was fascinating. Chassam Sofer says that there are two kinds of mitzvos. He says it all goes back to why you make birchas mitzvah. If you understand birchas mitzvah is about tosefes kedusha and being an inspired action and giving meaning to it, hachana to be makabel tosefes kedusha, similar to like what the Ritva was saying. So he says that makes sense by mitzvahs that actually add kedusha to your life, like tefillin, tzitzis, things that are inspirational kind of mitzvahs. But then there are other kinds of mitzvahs where it's not kedusha per se; it's more getting rid of bad, biur chametz. It's not tosefes kedusha. It's I have something bad I have to get rid of. Maybe, I don't know, removing shabbos is not a mitzvah, but I'm saying things like that. Burning, nosar or whatever. So you have a mitzvah just to get rid of it because it's bad. You have to get rid of it. That's not tosefes kedusha. So says Chassam Sofer, you might have thought, don't make a bracha on those mitzvahs because there's no din of tosefes kedusha. Kamash Malon, the Gemara comes along and tells me, kol ha-mitzvahs kulan, mevarech alein over lasiyasan. All mitzvahs get a bracha. Even the ones that don't have tosefes kedusha. But what he doesn't explain is why. What's the reason? So there are a couple of ways you can go with it. You could either say, how dare you say there are mitzvahs that don't have tosefes kedusha? Just because it feels like you're just taking out the garbage and you're just getting rid of the bad stuff doesn't mean that there's no tosefes kedusha. There still is tosefes kedusha. Or you could say, no, that's just one of the five possible pshatim of why you make birchas mitzvah. And why you do it over Las Yasin? There are a whole bunch of other pshatim. Maybe one of the other pshatim is really correct, and go with one of the other pshatim. That's the Kamash Mon. Fascinating Sefer Achinuch. Sefer Achinuch just discusses why it is that on a Doraisa level, the bracha on food is after, and the bracha on mitzvahs is before. Sefer Achinuch says because food is something you can't really appreciate, and physical hana'ah is something you can't really appreciate until you've had it. Whereas something that's in seichel, you can appreciate if it hasn't come to fruition yet. So mitzvos, birchas haTorah, midoraisa, is only before, because it's sichli. Something that's sichli, you can appreciate even if it hasn't come to fruition, hasn't come out in the physical world yet. So he says that's why birchas mitzvos, he doesn't say this, but it could be, that's why birchas mitzvos are over lasyasa. Because it's sichli. It's demonstrating that mitzvos are sichli, that there is something that have kedusha to them. And how do we demonstrate that? By showing that we already appreciate it before it happens. It's the exact opposite of Rav Yosef Engel. Rav Yosef Engel says, no, it's just like birchas hanenin, you're just making a bracha on the hana. No, birchas hanenin really should be made afterwards. The oraisa of birchas hanenin are only made afterwards. It's only midrabanan that we also had a bracha before. But dafka by mitzvos, we're only going to be misakin one bracha, and it's going to be before. Because it's sichli. That's how I found that Sefer HaChinuch over there to be somewhat fascinating. Okay, we'll stop there. We'll do a 10-minute halacha for whoever can stick around.
I have a question.
Yeah. We got